Well, you voted for it, and here it is. A repeat performance of The Odyssey of Runyon Jones, elected by you listeners as the encore program from the Columbia Workshop's 26 by Corwin series. And therefore,
the Columbia Workshop presents number 24 of 26 by Corwin.
A fantasy, written and directed by Norman Corwin, starring Larry Robinson as Runyon Jones.
Being in six scenes in one act, with no moral thereunto.
Illuminated by an original musical score composed and conducted by Alexander Semler.
Department of Lost Dogs?
Yep.
I'm looking for my dog.
Your name?
Runyon Jones.
Runyon?
Yes, sir. It's a terrible name, but Mother says I like it when I grow up because it's distinguished, she says.
Mm.
The other boys call me Onion.
What's the name of your dog?
Putsy.
Putsy?
Yes, sir. He's very smart, sir.
When'd you lose him?
Yesterday morning.
Where?
Right outside my house. He was chasing an automobile.
Why?
He wanted to bite the tires, I think.
Front or rear?
All of them.
What happened?
The car ran over him.
And then?
He was killed, sir.
Oh, you're on the wrong floor. This is the Department of Lost Dogs. What you want is the Department of Deceased Dogs.
Where is that, sir?
Two flights up. Here, take this slip and hand it to the man at the desk.
Thank you, sir. This is Department of Diseased Dogs.
Deceased, not diseased. Let me see that slip.
Yes, sir.
Putsy. Are you Runyon Jones?
Yes, sir.
Just a minute. Let me look at the file. Putsy Jones, 1.5 years old. Veteran auto chaser. Leash, attitude, behavior not so... Young man, I don't think there's anything we can do for you.
It can't find Putsy?
Well, ordinarily, in a good many cases, when a boy's dog dies from old age or natural causes, or is nearly run over while chasing a cat in line of duty, or is fatally wounded in a fight with other dogs, we can make arrangements with St. Bernard, the proprietor of Dog Heaven, for the return of the animal on a limited basis.
What's a limited basis?
But in the case of Putsy, he is down in the files as an inveterate auto chaser and tire nipper class 4. Also, it is known that he has resisted leashes, that he bit a dog catcher on August 11th last, and that he stayed out all night on 3 separate occasions. Sorry to say, he's not in Dog Heaven.
No? Gosh. Are you sure, mister? Oh, couldn't he have snuck in when nobody was looking?
He's not in Dog Heaven, and that settles that.
Well, where is he then?
In the place where all ill-behaved curs are punished. Purgatory.
Well, where's that? I'll go there.
Oh, no, no, that's impossible.
But he won't chase any more automobiles. I swear it. Look, honest. I'll spit on my hand and touch my forehead 3 times.
What's that mean?
Well, that's the secret oath of the Elmwood Street AC, which means Pledge of Honor.
Nevertheless, it'll be impossible.
But Pussy will be lonely without me. I have to find him.
Please go now. I'm busy.
But gee whiz, I came all the way
now
here.
Now go quietly, Mr. Jones, or I'll have to call an officer.
I won't go. I won't go without Pussy. You've got him somewhere and you're hiding him on
now
me.
Now listen here. You can't make a disturbance in here.
You give my dog back or I'll kick you in the shins.
Putsy! Oh, ouch!
Oh, here, stop that. You want me to help because you want to keep... Here, stop kicking me. Stop that. Officer, come here. Officer, come here.
Wait a minute. Think the both of you better explain the matter to the superintendent of the division. I certainly will. I'm not going to stand for being kicked in the shins by any young brat who happens to come along. No wonder his dog's in purgatory. I can see where the animal learned its bad manners.
You take that back. I did not teach Putsy his bad manners. He taught himself.
He's a bad-mannered, ill-natured animal.
All right, quiet, the both of you. Follow me. We'll explain it all to the super.
I will tell the super what you said.
I see. Well, there are things to be said for both sides. Now, first of all, I suggest that you two shake hands and apologize to each other.
Well, all right. I'm sorry I kicked you in the shins, mister.
Oh, that's all right. I may have possibly lost my temper a bit, too.
Yes. And now, Mr. Jones, let me explain what the clerk was trying to tell you. We do not keep any dogs here on the premises. The most we can do is to refer applications to the right parties. It so happens we have connections with Dog Heaven through our good friend, St. Bernard. But, unfortunately, there is no contact whatsoever, none at all, with Purgatory.
Well, isn't there any way of getting to Purgatory, sir? Because I'll go myself if you'll only tell me how to get there, sir. I got here by myself.
Clerk, there's obviously quite an attachment to the dog in this case.
He was attached to a leash, but he kept breaking away on account if he liked to run fast.
Yes. Now, Mr. Jones, I think you're a likely lad, and so I'm going to tell you frankly that the chances of your ever getting Putsy back are very, very slim.
They are? Why is that, sir?
Because Purgatory is a great, great distance away and extremely hard to get to. In fact, nobody we know seems to know just how one does get there. But if you're determined to try to get Putsy back, and you're willing to take risks and chances...
Yes, sir, I'll do anything. Gee whizzikers, if you only knew Putsy...
Then I'll tell you how to get to somebody who may know somebody, who knows somebody else, who can send you to the right place so that you might be able to find out how to set out for Purgatory.
Gosh, would you, sir?
Oh, glad to. Clerk.
Yes, sir.
Get me Form 5, the blue slip. And also applications for the interdivisional visa and interdepartmental passport.
Mm-hmm.
And clip on the transfer coupons and the pink manifest.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Jones, this is what you do. There's only one person I know who can possibly set you on the right track, and that's the head of the Division of Time. We call him Father Time. His place is quite far, and you'll have to make several changes before you get there. That's what all the tickets are for.
Should I say you sent me?
Oh, that won't do much good. He's very busy and won't have much time to talk to you. Tell him quickly what you're after, and if he can assist you, he'll tell you quickly. He hates to waste time.
The papers, sir.
Oh, very good. Mr. Jones, will you fill out this blank and sign these two while I stamp these documents?
Yes, sir.
Clerk.
Yes, sir.
See that he gets put safely on the golden escalator with instructions to change at the Inter-Heaven Junction for the Nebular Express.
Wouldn't it be better for him to take the westbound Taurus special?
Mm.
That crosses the meridian 2 light hours ahead of the Neb.
Yes. But then he'd have to wait at Asterion for the ecliptic local. It's better the other way.
Maybe you're right.
Have you finished, Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir. I got an ink spot all over this sheet here. Will that make any difference?
No, no. Well, Mr. Jones, I guess that does it.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. Gosh, Putsy's sure going to be glad to see me.
Don't be too sure you'll find him, because you're liable to be disappointed, you know. But good luck anyway.
Thank you.
Now, young man, if you come with me, I'll see that you get on the golden escalator.
All right, I'm coming.
I know anybody can tell you where to help find a dog named Putsy.
Yes, Father Time.
Don't you realize I'm very busy?
Yes, Father Time, but it won't take you long.
Quiet, quiet. I've got to listen for time signals. Aha! That means that the eclipse of 3 moons on Jupiter was right on time.
He was a little dog, about so big.
When you hear the time signal, it will be exactly 1:62 on Uranus.
That was 37,000ths of a second late. I must make a note of that. We'll have to make it up in the year 7,302,000,000. Now, what must you want, little man?
Well, sir, could you tell me how to get to Purgatory? Because I...
Oh, yes, yes, sir. Was he a delinquent dog?
No, sir, a mongrel.
When you hear the musical note, it will be the 172nd millionth anniversary of the birth of the first dinosaur.
Remind me I mean to send an anniversary message of delicious patience to M.N.
What'd you say, sir?
Oh, so you weren't paying any attention.
Yes, I was, but I only came.
Never mind, never mind. Where'd you say your dog was?
In purgatory. I just want to know how to get there.
Ah, well, now, the only way, My, my, look at that green clock. It's getting on toward morning on Neptune already. Now, who's that calling us at these hours? Hefty speaking. When you hear the signal, the time will be... Oh, you know what time it is. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? What are you wasting my time for? What do you want? You need a shipment of sand for the Pleiades. Why? What? Now, can you imagine that, Mr. Bones? He says the sands of time are running low all through the archipelago of the Pleiades. All right, we're digging some new pits on Betelgeuse. Get your order and two shakes of a lamb-tailed comet. Goodbye. I just got some sand in the system. Well, now, what are you doing here?
Don't you remember, Father Time? I'm the one who's looking for my dog. I can't...
Oh, yes, yes, Mr. Bones.
Jones.
You're from Earth, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, then I want you to know that I am heartily ashamed of the kind of time they have down in Greenwich.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to understand why.
Yes, sir.
Because it's so mean. It's pretty mean time.
Yes, sir.
And now about you and your dog. I don't know where Purgatory is at all. It used to be on Sirius, the dog star. But the neighbors on Turud and Merzim and Adhara complained about the piteous howling and whining that came from there, so they had to move.
Oh, why was there howling and whining?
Because all the dogs in Purgatory are tortured, of course.
Does it hurt them bad?
Well, naturally. What a question. Why, I've heard the fleas in Purgatory as big as a lion. That's only one of the attractions.
Oh, well, is there some way I could find out how to get there?
Well, no, the only one I know who could possibly help you is M.N.
M.N.?
Hey, don't you know anything, lad? Mother Nature.
Oh.
Well, well, there goes the vernal equinox on Aldebaran. Now, Mr. Putsy...
No, that's my dog's name.
Quiet, Putsy, quiet. Now, here's how you get to M.N.'s place. First...
When you hear the note of the bass Botan, that will be time for all visitors who were not invited to get ready to leave.
What a funny name.
Yes, ma'am.
And you came here to ask me?
Well, Father Time said you might know where it is.
Well, I don't, little boy, but let me think. I'll tell you who might. Just off the main skyway between Castor and Pollock, before you get to the red light of Mekbuda, there's a harpy...
Excuse me, Mrs. Nature, but these papers have to be signed right away if you want to get them on the Solar Limited.
Yes, excuse me, Bunyan.
Yes, ma'am. Former complained about an earthquake in California. Test specimen of a new metal for the mountains of East Orion. New species of ant for the Antilles. Replace two worn rings on Saturn. Is on Saturn. A petition of 26 butterflies of the orbit of the Lockerer.
Hello. You from Betelgeuse?
No, ma'am. I'm from Des Moines.
Crystal. Looking for a job?
No, ma'am. I want to find my dog.
Oh, Purgatory?
Yes, ma'am.
Too bad. No chance.
Butterbeans. Rain wanted in the panhandle. There, that's finished.
Here, Blossom, take these and see that they... Wait a minute. What's that you have in your hand?
That's a vacuum bottle, ma'am. Just some warm nectar in case I get hungry on the
don't
way.
Don't you know I abhor a vacuum? Give me that. Now, Blossom, don't let me lose my patience with you again. If you get hungry, there's plenty to drink in the Milky Way.
Yes, Mother Nature.
Now, Runyon, as I was saying, this harpy is a very strange spirit, full of lots of esoteric knowledge.
Does he know where I can find Pussy?
That I can't tell you. But there's no harm asking. Incidentally, it's a she, not a he. In fact, she's more commonly known as an it.
Does it bite?
Oh, no. But you may have difficulty understanding it because of the way this harpy talks. You'll have to hold this little charm. Now, where did I put it? Oh, yes, here it is. You'll have to hold this in your left hand while the harpy talks in order to make out anything at all.
Gee, isn't it pretty? It's like an Aggie in marble.
Yes, it's the most charming charm I have. Don't lose it now, because it has the power of translating the harpy's language into your own.
No, ma'am, I won't lose it. I'll take care of it, like as if it was Putsy. Yes, sir. Yes, it. Putsy. No, P-O-O-T-Z-Y. Chasing an automobile. Yes'm. Sir, I mean... A giant? But does he bite? Does he know where Putsy is? You don't know whether he knows. Gosh, nobody seems to know where Curgatory is. I hope he does. How do I get there, Miss Harpy? The Harpy. Under the automobile before I could get him, Mr. Giant. And that's how he got killed.
So, you've come here expecting me to tell you where Purgatory is.
Yes, sir. Did you know I mean?
Of course I know.
You do? Oh, gee, will you tell me, please? Oh, gee, gosh, Jiminy, heck. Then you know where Putsy is.
Do you think I'm going to tell a little squirt where Purgatory is? Why, I haven't told anybody anything for 67 million years, and I don't see why I should start in now.
Jimmy, don't you understand? Putsy. Putsy's there. You tell me, I can go get him.
Putsy. Shaw. I don't care if Tootsie's there. Now, beat it, small fry. I got worries of my own. Me with two heads to feed and four sets of teeth. Two uppers and two lowers to clean every night. Go on, beat it.
Please, Mr. Giant, please.
What did you ever do for me?
Nothing, but I'll do anything you want me to if I can get Putsy back.
As if you could do something for me. Go on, scram. Before I squash you with my little finger.
Listen to me.
Don't take up my valuable time. Who sent you here in the first place, anyway?
The Harpy.
The Harpy?
Yes, sir.
You don't say. Sip on my thumbnail here. And don't slip. I want to talk to you. Very confidentially. Come up here, near my ear.
Oh, I'm up so high now I'm afraid to look down.
Now, what do you know about the Harpy?
Well, it told me how to get here. It gave me full directions.
It? What are you talking about?
The Harpy, sir.
Miss Harpy to you, Bunny.
Yes, sir.
Well, how the heck ever could you understand her?
Why, that was easy.
Easy? I've been trying to get next to that creature for the last 4 million years. And every time I ask her for a date, she gives me queer talk. I can't make her out. I think she's stringing me along.
You mean she talks like this?
Yes. Say, how did you do that?
Well, I'll tell you how if you tell me how to reach purgatory.
Oh, businessman, eh?
No, I just want to swap you, that's all.
Well, all right, tell me how.
Oh, no. First you tell me how to get to purgatory.
Well, that's fair enough. Mind you, you're not fooling me now. What you tell me better work.
Sure, it works like a charm, no fooling.
All right, then. Now, get this, kid. First, you go up through that cloud of meteor dust there on the trim-pam. And then you change it sand sunspot.
That was merely the soul of a wolf passing by the purgatorium.
Does it bite?
Oh, no, no. Don't be alarmed, Mr. Jones. You see, the nearby wolves, who occupy what is known as lupine limbo, resent certain of the policies in practice here in purgatory, to say nothing of the smell.
They do?
Ah, that means the board of directors has reached a decision on your application. We can go in now.
All right, gentlemen, be seated. Mr. Jones, will you sit here?
Thank you.
Gentlemen of the board, this is Mr. Runyon Jones of Earth, whose request to be reunited with his dog, Putzy, number 17,006,012,000, we have just discussed.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Jones, we have gone into this matter most carefully.
That's good.
We fully appreciate the pains to which you have gone and the trouble that...
Oh, with nothing.
The trouble you've taken. We're also aware of the unusual devotion you've shown the said Putzy. And all these factors are vented into our decision.
Yes, sir. Then can I see Putzy and have him back?
The unanimous decision of the board of directors is that you may not.
What? You mean I can't...
Sorry, but it's entirely contrary to the established rules and regulations of the institution. We made an exception for you. It might lead to all kinds of complications.
But can I see Putzy for just a minute?
Sorry, Jones.
Not even for a teeny-weeny second, just to peek at him through the bars.
We're all very sorry, Jones, but nothing can be done for you. Incidentally, it may be of some consolation to you to know that there are no bars in purgatory.
That's good. You torture Putzy bad. He's got a lame foot, you know. Always had. I hope you don't hurt him, Waffle.
Where do you get that idea?
Now, just a moment, Jones. I'm proud to say that we do not torture any dogs in purgatory. Where did you get that terrible idea?
Father Time told me.
Oh, Father Time. Don't take stock in anything he says, Jones. I shouldn't like this to get back to Father Time, but between you and us, strictly entre nous, that job of his seems to have got the better of him. He's more or less known as a crackpot.
Yes, yes, that torture talk is nonsense.
Yes, indeed. Well, we've got a big docket to clear. Hadn't we better show Jones how to get back to the sidereal ferry?
Yes. Jones, I'm afraid that closes the case. Sorry.
This way out, Jones.
Can I say just one more thing, gentlemen?
Well, you'll have to make it fast.
Putzy is a good dog. He didn't mean to bite no tires. He just wanted to race the car to show me how fast he could run. And he could have run faster if he wasn't lame in the leg. And the time he bit the dog catcher, the big bum...
Jones, that's no kind of language.
Well, he was a big bum. He hurt Putzy, and Putzy wasn't doing no harm to nobody. He was just chasing a cat. And about his staying out all night, well, that was because he saw me talking to Eddie Major's bulldog, and he got jealous. You can't blame a dog for that, can you? Honest, Putzy is the best dog in the world, or else would I have come all the way for him?
What about the day the auto ran over him and killed him? Didn't he break away from your leash?
No, sir. The leash broke.
Are you sure of that, Jones? Jones?
No, sir.
Then the said Putzy did break away.
Yes, sir.
Well, there you are again. Please understand that we are sorry, but there's nothing that we can do. Next item, gentlemen.
This way out, Mr. Jones.
Goodbye. And tell Footsie I...
Yes, I'll tell him.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Footsie. Can you hear me?
No, he cannot. I'll tell him goodbye for you.
Thank you, sir.
Wait a minute. Jones, where did you get that mark over your right eye?
This? That's nothing. I got that in the accident.
What accident?
When I tried to prevent Pussy from being run over.
And?
And nothing.
Well, didn't you reach Pussy in time?
No, sir. Almost, but you see, the car ran over me first. Yes, sir. That's how I got killed.
Well, now I... just a moment, Jones. Gentlemen, this changes the... We have...
Yes, it puts an entirely different light on
the... The seventh clause in the priorities ruling. Don't you...
Can I change that?
No, we can stretch...
Indubitably.
Yeah, we can stretch that definitely.
I think I can... You have the right idea.
Jones, the status of the case has changed by the fact that you gave your life to save your dog. That comes under the priorities ruling affecting the seventh clause of the Constitution of Purgatory.
I see. Well, bye, gentlemen.
No, you don't understand. You can have the said Putsy back.
I can see Putsy?
Yes, sir. We'll release the said Putsy from Purgatory in your custody.
You mean now?
Yes. Yes, the officer will take you.
Come, Mr. Jones.
Yes, right away. Thanks. Gee.
He's down at the end of the long corridor. Here we are. He's right inside the door.
Is he? Right inside there?
Yes. Just open the door and walk right in.
Wait a minute.
What is it, Jones?
Do I look all right?
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones.
Listening to the Columbia Workshops presentation of The Odyssey of Runyon Jones, selected by the listener's vote as the encore program in the series 26 by Corwin and starring Larry Robinson in the role of Runyon Jones. In response to inquiries from listeners, the Columbia Workshop takes pleasure in announcing that The Odyssey of Runyon Jones, as well as several other plays from 26 by Corwin, will be published in book form later in the year under the title 13 by Corwin. At this same time next Sunday, the workshop will return with number 25 of the series, a new musical satire entitled A Man with a Platform, starring Henry Morgan in the title role. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.